California Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante is the only major Democrat among the candidates to replace Gray Davis. If the polls are any measure, his campaign has stalled in the final week before the election. Bustamante has made few public appearances this week. Opinion surveys suggest he has not broadened his base of support beyond Latinos and liberal Democrats. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Cruz Bustamante is hustling through a downtown Los Angeles produce market, shaking hands with the mostly Latino customers and vendors.
You guys going to come out and vote? Huh? We're going to vote on October 7th?
Okay.
Cruz Bustamante, how are you?
It's a hastily arranged campaign stop. Governor Davis appeared at the same market the day before, and it comes at a time when Bustamante's campaign as just a regular guy doesn't seem to have inspired enough voters. Still, most of this crowd is pleased to see him. Some say that they have already voted for him. Another man says he's had a dream that Bustamante will win. But the adoration isn't universal. One man says he won't vote for the lieutenant governor.
Well, we want to vote on the 7th.
You want to vote on the 7th?
But I have four vehicles, and you support the car tax.
No, actually, we support cutting the car tax. Have you seen my plan?
No.
Yeah, we absolutely are cutting the car tax for all vehicles under $20,000. Are your vehicles
That's
are
not
more
gonna
than
help 20? Me.
Your vehicles are more than $20,000? You're
right.
Doing good, brother. You're doing very good.
Good luck.
Bustamante chuckles gamely and moves on. But the exchange is telling. Bustamante had presented himself as a Democrat's best hope of retaining the governor's chair if Gray Davis is recalled, and in the process, he would become California's first Latino governor in over a century. Now, both goals appear to be eluding him. Since August, polls show him stuck between 25% to 30% support from likely voters. And while most polls show he enjoys majority support from Latino voters, he's no slam dunk there either. Yet Bustamante remains defiant.
We're energizing a whole group of people to come to the polls. I believe that what I'm doing is I'm turning people around, that I'm bringing them to the point where they understand that they may not like the governor, but them not liking the governor is not a good enough reason to vote for the recall.
Campaign watchers say Bustamante has been hampered by several factors, among them his difficulty in selling his message, or two messages, if you will. Consider this TV ad.
After voting no on the recall, you have the right and responsibility to vote for a candidate for governor.
I opened our colleges to every qualified student. I protected a woman's right to choose. And I'm the only lieutenant governor to ever shut down a polluting offshore oil rig. I need your vote for governor.
Cruz Bustamante, Democrat for governor.
Telling voters that he's against the recall but needs their support in the replacement race is like fighting a two-front war, says Tim Hodson, director of the Center for California Studies at Cal State Sacramento. In addition, says Hodson, Bustamante is paying a dear price for accepting over $4 million from Indian gaming tribes because it reminds voters of Gray Davis, who is seen as overly aggressive in seeking campaign contributions.
And if you're trying to strike some distance between you and Governor Davis, and then you take a campaign contribution that sort of reeks of something Gray Davis would do, it was a double whammy.
The latest LA Times poll indicates that 40% of voters surveyed said Bustamante's ties with Indian gaming tribes made them less likely to vote for him. His poor performance thus far has led some in Governor Davis's camp to suggest that Bustamante should withdraw from the race. And other top Democrats are saying that Bustamante doesn't look like California Democrats' standard bearer in the future, says Tim Hodson.
Unfortunately, Cruz Bustamante, if he loses and if he does poorer than he's expected to do, people will perceive him in 2006 as the guy who lost in 2003. And why do we want to rally around him?
Still, Bustamante is certain to have some role in the state's future. Because he is elected lieutenant governor independently from Gray Davis, Bustamante is set to remain in his current post for the next 3 years. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.